My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, so today we are going to talk about how to spend less time on your phone and more time building a business.
So the way I look at phones is if you spend so much time on your phone, unless you can do your job on your phone, which most of us can't, you know, it's not going to be that productive. You're not going to see results. And the next thing you know, you spent a year or 2 years trying to accomplish some goals and you don't hit anything. And what I always tell people is to start monitoring their time. The easiest way to spend less time on your phone or on devices is to use apps like Rescue Time, which monitor your productivity, and you can figure out what to cut. iPhone has one that's built in that gives you a weekly status report on what you're spending your time on. The other thing that I would recommend doing is have a daily checklist. What do you need to accomplish within that given year to hit your goals? Break that down by month, then break that down per week, then break that down per day, and then make sure you accomplish everything you need on a daily basis. And if you do that, spend more time on your phone. If you don't, then you can't. And this is like, just set a rule that you don't go to sleep until you've accomplished everything that you need to get done for that day.
Yeah, I mean, on my end, so for whatever reason, I set an arbitrary goal of capping my screen time, my phone screen time, about 2.5 hours daily. So pre-Clubhouse, I was hitting that. It was basically 2.5 to 3 hours. Sometimes on a bad day, it would become 3.5 hours. But really, it was a forcing function for me to focus on the things that had the highest leverage. And then December 27th hit, and I started using Clubhouse a lot, and my phone screen time jumped up to about 10 hours. And what I found was that I actually turned out to be, you know, I wasn't getting the important things I needed done. And at the same time, I would really tailor my schedule around Clubhouse. So I would go to sleep later. So I usually sleep at 9:30 or 10 p.m., 10:30 the latest. And then it started going to like 12 or 1 a.m., right? And I'd wake up at 6 or a little earlier, maybe 5 or so, just to hop on the Clubhouse and start talking immediately. And so I started developing all these unhealthy habits, and that started to trickle down into, again, all the high leverage activities. So high leverage could be doing deals. It could be hiring someone amazing, building a cross-functional management team, right? Or, you know, all this type of stuff. And so Clubhouse took priority, which means my phone took priority, and then everything fell to the wayside, and I actually started to feel less healthy. I started to, you know, get less healthy too, because everything was tailored to using this little device. And what started happening, you know, kind of in recent weeks was that, you know, my Clubhouse time went from, you know, 35, 40 hours a week, and we're down to about 4 to 5 hours a week now. And I've talked about this a couple of episodes ago, or maybe like 20 episodes ago. But I just think, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's figuring out, to Neil's point, what I do is I have a notebook. So I have a new note every day, or a new note card every single day. And I fill in, you know, what are the top three things I need to do the next day? And I just focus on that. When I log in, I focus on that, right? If I get those three things done, I'm super, super happy. Everything else kind of falls to the wayside. So I used to be a fan of the checklist and just a lot of things, but I found myself constantly adding more and more to the checklist at the end of the day. So now I just focus on top three things. And I try to, you know, my screen time's down to about three and a half hours now. So hopefully get it back to 2.5 hours. Neil?
And when you're doing things and you want to spend your time, whether it's on your phone or anything else, really think about, is this going to help me achieve my goals? Is this going to help me, you know, be more productive or learn more? Is it going to help me accomplish anything that I want to? And if it doesn't, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it or you can't do it. It just means don't prioritize it. And just sticking with that general rule of thumb will just help you get more done. And think about what's important in life, not just in business, but in life. Is it spending more time with your significant other or your children or your parents? And if you spend less time on your phone, then you'll be able to accomplish some of those other things that are important to you. I used to always tell one of my friends, and we would travel to different locations, and sometimes he would come on trips, and when he was with us, he would spend so much time taking the perfect picture instead of just enjoying the moment. That I was like, look, you're on your phone all the time trying to optimize for the perfect picture, and you're living this quote unquote social life instead of living real life and then just enjoying the moment and what life has to offer.
Yeah. So there's actually something I talk about in my Leveling Up book. And I talk about how gaming, there are good parts about gaming. Same thing with spending time on your phone. But to me, you know, gaming is, you're going into a virtual world, or, you know, some people call it the shadow world, right? You have to reap the benefits from that, but come back into real life. And then you can actually make an impact on, you know, other people in real life, right? And so one, I used to use Rescue Time, but I started using this new time tracking tool called Timular. So it's TimeUlar, and it actually has a little block, a physical block that you have. You can turn it around when you're working on different things. So it shows you how you're spending your time, and you can change kind of the, there's a lot of different, you know, main things that you can work on, but it kind of ensures that you're working on the, maybe your top three most important projects, right? Or maybe like certain businesses that you're working on. So I've enjoyed that a little more than Rescue Time. So you can check it out. And before we go, and the final thing I'll say is, if you're using an iOS device, which Neil and I are, you can monitor your screen time, look at how much time you're spending in the apps. And what I would do personally, I try to limit my time on Instagram, Twitter, and Clubhouse every single day. So I set limits on it. So highly recommend checking that out. And yeah, please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. It helps us grow, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.